The Sheldon Museum received an early Christmas present last week worth an estimated $350,000. There's really nothing too exciting about shelves. Most people probably don't think much about them, except maybe when it comes time to dust them off. But a shipping container full of high-quality shelving had museum director Helen Alton bursting with joy last week.
This is really exciting. I first bid out compactor shelving for this room, and brand new shelving was priced at about $350,000.
Alton wrote a grant for the cost, but was turned down. The museum is overflowing with boxed collections that are crammed into inconvenient spaces, so an entire room dedicated to movable archival shelving is desperately needed. But without a donation or grant, the shelves were just too cost prohibitive. Enter George Campbell.
Because I told him we wanted to do this to expand our storage, and George Campbell told me about shelving that was available.
The compact shelving, as it's called, was being given away by the state at the state's historic library.
In my career in museums, which I've been in museums for over 30 years, I have never seen compactor shelving be surplused.
The state office couldn't find any takers for the giant shelves because of the high shipping cost, Alton says. Alaska Marine Lines donated the cost of shipping, and Dawson Construction donated some of the installation time. There's a grant pending currently that would pay for the rest of Dawson's time and materials.
So we may end up getting this completely free. What makes this such special, it's all metal, it's stainless steel, and it's powder coated, and it is completely inert. So it's for preservation purposes, it's the highest preservation standard.
The shelves run on a track, so a subfloor, carpeting, and rails had to be installed in the museum basement before they were assembled. That all happened over the weekend.
So we figure it'll quadruple our storage capacities. It's huge, and it means one of the things that we've been saying for years to people is we can't take it in because we can't store it anymore. We don't have enough space.
We take a stroll up to the attic space so Alton can show just how crowded things have gotten.
Our archives are stored in this attic space. And this was space, found space, that was originally going to be a tall ceiling.
Dozens and dozens of boxes are stacked to the ceiling on bowing wooden shelves. Alton says it will all be moved to the new setup downstairs, along with boxes of archives currently living above staff offices. The empty upstairs area will become a children's programming center. By Monday afternoon, the floor and tracks were in and framing installed. Alton is hoping for some volunteers to stop by this week to help place the actual shelving.
I'm so happy. This is just amazing. They're running smoothly. They're working really well.
The museum is expecting a large collection sometime in the new year from Alaska Indian Arts, though the details have yet to be worked out. The prospect of getting 200 boxes of archives was the catalyst for the new storage project. Alton says at least now they'll be ready. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.